This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Washington earlier this month, the Federal Communications Commission approved rules for a new high-speed internet technology that sends communication signals over electric power lines. Many technoites believe this move has officially cleared the way for what is called BPL, that's broadband over power lines. It's as simple as plugging your computer into any electric outlet. There it is. You're online. To find out more, Day to Day's Noah Adams spoke with technology correspondent Shani Jardin.
What, Ms. Jardin, exactly is this technology, broadband over power lines?
With BPL, the signal comes from a transmitter that's attached to a power line outside your home or business, and that connection flows through the building's electrical system. So now, anywhere you'd plug in for electricity, you can literally plug into the internet.
It's coming right in with the electrical power.
Exactly.
And it's a fast connection, like a cable internet connection or DSL. You would have to pay extra money for it to the electric company?
You would have to pay extra money on top of your electricity bill, but once this service becomes more widely available throughout the country, the prevailing thought seems to be that it's going to be cheaper than the, say, $40 to $80 that people are used to paying for home DSL service and the like. But another interesting thing here is that BPL could wire areas that can't be connected to other kinds of high-speed services. So, say, remote rural areas where people are too far away from the phone company office to get DSL. Because anywhere you have power and lights, now you have a fast internet connection.
So the people who are really paying attention to it are excited for more reasons than just internet access and email to your mom.
That's right. One good thing here is that we could be potentially hooking up millions of Americans who don't have access right now. But I also spoke to Ed Thomas, the head of the FCC's Office of Engineering and Technology, and here's what he had to say about some of the other uses of BPL.
The other thing which makes this really cool, it has the capability of monitoring and controlling anything that uses electricity. You can control traffic lights, as an example. You can monitor power generation stations. You can monitor the power grid. So when and if there's a power failure, say at 3 o'clock in the morning, the power company knows about it without having to get a phone call for some subscriber saying, hey, I don't have electricity.
And again, these are the wires that are already there, right?
That's right. So we could see new kinds of pricing systems. We could see electric meters that read themselves, more control over usage and less waste. We could see new ways to prevent the major blackout disasters that occurred in New York and California in recent years. So, you know, imagine that a critical piece of power company equipment crashes. That machine could automatically send an email to headquarters saying, help me, I just died, before the entire grid goes black.
Well, it sounds very good. Where do I sign up and how do I invest in this, right?
Well, hold your horses, because it's not widely available throughout the country yet. There are consumer trials going on right now in Ohio, in Pennsylvania, and New York. But utility companies are like very large, slow-moving creatures, so it's probably going to take a while for this technology to make its way throughout the marketplace. But when it does, look out.
Just to go back to the computer, though, you are forced to walk around then the house with your laptop computer and an AC cord to get to this thing.
But here's where wireless networking comes in. In some of the trials that are happening, some of the people who are using BPL then connect that juice to a wireless router that sends a radio signal around the home or the business, so you can have your same old wireless internet just as you would with DSL or cable connection.
Even out in the garage.
Even out in the garage or even out under a tree in the backyard.
Day to Day's cyber consultant, Shani Jardin. Thank you, Shani.
Thank you, Noah.
And thanks to our colleague, Noah Adams, for that interview.